Hey there, and welcome to Gatekeeper. My name is Jamie Flam, and I am the gatekeeper, which I say into my iPhone, laying on my couch with a blanket draped over me because it's windy outside here in Los Angeles, and wind is so cold. I think it's a funny juxtaposition, someone claiming to be a gatekeeper, draped in a blanket on what's really a nice afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon here in Los Angeles. And I hope you've enjoyed the first couple episodes of this season of Gatekeeper. I'm really excited about the next episode, a quick teaser. It's an interview with Barry Katz. It was recorded a few months ago. And Barry Katz, if you're not already familiar with him, he has arguably one of the best comedy podcasts called Industry Standard. He's been around for so long. He knows everyone, has so many great stories. He's a manager and a producer and helped build the careers of Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, Dane Cook, Jay Moore, so many others. He's a fascinating person, a really amazing and cool guy. And so we sat down in his office building back in December, and on Wednesday you'll get to hear that conversation, and I assure you it's really inspirational, and you're gonna love it if you love to be inspired and hear really inspiring stories. So in the meantime, I'm headed to New York City tomorrow night. I'm taking a red-eye flight out there. I'm going to be there for about 9 days, and I'm really excited. First and foremost, if you do live in New York, on Tuesday, May 2nd, that's this coming Tuesday, I am producing a show called The Listening Room at a venue called The Jalopy, which is in Brooklyn. And The Jalopy is a music venue. And I have not been there, but I've heard that it's just a really cool, dynamic room. And I mean, the pictures are phenomenal. I would call it, as you might expect, enchanting and magical. And right now, the Jalopy is hosting the Brooklyn Folk Festival, where they're showcasing tons of folk music acts. And they're part of a huge revival of the folk music scene, which I really love. And so The Listening Room is a show I've been producing, co-producing, I should say, at the Improv in the Lab for the last year with the Ash Grove Foundation. The Ash Grove is what was at the Improv in the 1960s, before it was the Improv. It was a folk music venue. And so I partnered with the Ash Grove Foundation and a couple of the guys that are helping direct the documentary on it to produce this show, which we call The Listening Room, which is a combination of comedy and music. And they help curate some amazing music acts. We've had some really great acts. The one that stands out to me the most is Blind Boy Paxton, which is as magical as it sounds. He seems like he's straight out of the 1930s or 40s. And he's blind. For some reason, you combine folk and blues music with blindness, and it makes it 1,000 times better. Am I right? Am I right, folks? Why has someone got to be blind? Okay, I'm ditching that premise. It's not even a premise. I'm ditching that character. It wasn't even a character. Jamie, you've made it this far in this postcard edition. Just commit and get through it. You do not have any more time in your life to record another one of these. Not spoiler alert, but yeah, this is like the 17th time I've tried recording this. And so I just got to get through it. I'm sorry to take you through this part of it. But now you get a little peek behind the scenes, which it wouldn't be the first time that you get a peek behind the scenes. Okay, so, oh yeah, this show, it's Americana music meets comedy, and the show in Brooklyn at the Jalopy, I'm really excited for it. It's, as far as comedy goes, I've booked Aparna Nancherla. She's fantastic. She's really taken off in the last couple of years. She's put in the work. She's so funny. I recently saw her on the Pete Holmes show Crashing on HBO. She has a part on that, and she's great. So she'll be doing a comedy set. Judah Friedlander, who, of course, hopefully you know, he's just one of the funniest humans ever. He's on 30 Rock and Wet Hot American Summer, and he's the world's greatest. I love him. I saw him at the Purple Onion in 2005 or 6, and he was so great. And it was before I was doing any kind of stand-up. And I remember him doing crowd work. His whole thing was, I don't know if he still does that, but he just talked to literally everyone in the audience and asked them what they did. And I thought it would be funny if I told him I was a librarian. I don't know why, I just wasn't in the moment and just being myself, because it's kind of that like comedy instinct is like, well, if they're talking to me, I got to pretend like I'm funny, even though that's not even funny, because why wouldn't it be perfectly, I was going to say apt, but that's not the right word. Whatever, anyone could be a librarian. Why wouldn't I be a librarian? So it wasn't even that funny. Anyway, I've never even told him that story, because it's not really a story. Anyway, Jamie, continue. So Judah Friedlander, he's going to be on the show. I love him. And then finally, Baratunde Thurston, who was on the first episode of this season of Gatekeeper. If you didn't listen to that episode, I ask that you do. I ask that you do. And he's, he describes himself, a futurist comedian, helped develop the new Daily Show, wrote for The Onion and the Onion News Network, and is just doing amazing, innovative things in comedy, and he's a fantastic comic and storyteller. So the three of them are going to be doing sets. I'll be hosting. I assure you it will be just as awkward as this postcard edition of Gatekeeper. The Freaknicks will be my co-hosts, Samuel and Spencer, who are the guys from the Ash Grove I mentioned earlier. I know there's a Meredith Axelrod, and the Downhill Strugglers are the music acts. And you never know who's going to pop in. We might even add a second show. So go to Google, that's GOOGLE.com, type in the Jalopy Theater, Brooklyn, or the Jalopy Venue, whatever it's called. You know how to find things in this day and age. So find the Jalopy, Tuesday, May 2nd, 8 o'clock show, the listening room. I'll be there. Get your tickets. They're $15. Not too bad at all for what's going to be an amazing show. Very intimate. And so that'll be New York on Tuesday. I'll be recording some other episodes of Gatekeeper while I'm out there. I'm really excited about that. And in fact, if you're still listening, which I know you're not, but who cares? If you're still listening and you have any ideas for people you think I should talk to in New York for Gatekeeper, please let me know. You know, of course, I'm going to try to talk to as many comedy luminaries as possible, people that run venues, people from the industry, anyone that you think would have an inspiring story about the struggles and victories of making art that you think would be inspiring. Email me, jamie@jamieflam.com. And I guess that's it for this little postcard. I just took the blanket off myself. I'm standing up to take on the day in my living room, looking around, listening to the wind blow. I'm a little bit lightheaded because I've been on that couch for a while. Woo! As I walk around and fold up this little postcard and put it in the digital mailbox so that you can hear this right now. I love you very much, and we'll be podcasting again soon. Yours truly, Jamie Flam.